This is Passport to Texas Food Week. To coax the best flavor from the deer hunters harvest this fall, proper care from field to plate is a must. Just ask Marcus Paslay. He's chef and owner of Clay Pigeon Food and Drink in Fort Worth.
Every step of the way it's handled drastically affects flavor. You know, in the field, it's something you want to get cleaned out as soon as you can and get it cold as soon as you can. Keeps that flavor a little bit more clean.
A bit more clean and a lot less gamey, but not without some gaminess.
It is an acquired taste, so I think whoever's eating it is going to have a sense of adventure to a certain extent. But there are ways to overcome it a little bit. I always like using brines, soaking the meat in a sugar, citrus, salt bath overnight or whatever it takes. That really helps out well with big game such as venison or hog.
Brining is just one method Chef Paslay uses to impart flavor into game.
Another way I really love on venison, rubbing it down with coffee ground. And the tannins in the coffee help break down the proteins, and they also impart a pretty strong flavor themselves, which masks the gaminess of the meat.
Find a link to Chef Marcus Paslay's recipe for coffee rub venison loin at passporttotexas.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.